greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome to the Grilling Guys. It is the weekend, so it's time to listen to this crazy show, which is usually pretty smoky, a little tasty, got a lot of flavor. Today is a special edition of the Grilling Guys. Jop is away, so we're going to take a little turn and head down Military Row. My guest host today is a good friend of mine and the man who has a show that a lot of military people like. It's Colonel Denny Gillum from Front Lines of Freedom. Welcome to the Grilling Guys, Colonel.
Glad to be with you, Bob. It's always a pleasure to join you on this very tasty show.
Thanks. So today's show, of course, produced by Mr. Brian Fonger, welcome to the Grilling Guys, is all about Operation GI Barbecue. And it was the perfect opportunity with Jop being away to get you in here because nobody understands GIs any better than you. And your show, what I love about it, being a vet and a pro-military person myself, I just like what you do to lift up our armed forces around the world.
Well, certainly our military needs the support of the people. It always does, but it really does now.
Yeah.
Because the size of our military is being shrunken.
Yes.
A lot of our warriors have been run off by political correctness, and the world is getting more dangerous. So the soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen, Coasties that we have serving now are at greater risk than I can imagine.
Yeah.
And it ain't going to get better. So appreciating and being there for our troops is huge. And you and I both know from our time in service, if there's anything that made a GI smile more than a good barbecue, I don't know what it was.
Yeah, and I didn't know too much about barbecue when I was in. The most I did was I had a little hibachi grill. I was stationed out of Hickam in Hawaii, so it was a great place to be. When you got 4 years on a base, you're generally subject to just a bunch of military food. And actually, the Air Force food was great. I couldn't complain because I ate at Army bases and Navy bases, and I know what that was like. So we had a pretty good chow hall. But we used to bust out a little hibachi, which were made in Taiwan. They were cast iron little jobs, and that was the extent that we would grill. But this really today is we want to kind of wrap up Operation GI Barbecue. It's something that started because my son got orders for Bagram, and I started kind of freaking out as a parent, watching all kinds of other friends and friends' kids and whatever get shipped off. Some come back, some not. It leaves you with all sorts of doubts and questions. And, you know, honestly, as a parent, to think about your kid going to a place that seems to be just a hellhole, Afghanistan, you just watch any of the movies, talk to any of your friends that have been deployed and come back, you look at the PTSD and all the things going on with people. You don't want that to happen to your kid. As much as you're proud of them serving, nobody wants a bullet going through one of their own kids or an IED or anything like that going off around them. So that freak out session led to me thinking if I could show up halfway through his tour and somehow get myself on that base and deliver a bunch of food supplies, it'd be a really cool way to bring the humanity back to a place that's pretty much inhumane. And when my brother was in Vietnam in the 82nd Airborne, we used to ship him packages.
Yep.
And we would send cookies and all kinds of stuff. And I'm sure they were stale as heck by the time he got them, but they loved them. So I knew that if I could show up with something like that, And so it just snowballed, and I just basically just launched it without even any second thoughts. I just said, I'm doing it. And that's how you get things done sometimes.
Yep.
And I'm happy to say we're really close to our financial goal of $53,000. And I'm also going to tell you that the original goal was to fill up a C-17 full of this stuff and fly it over, because that's what I did in the Air Force. I loaded cargo jets with troops and cargo, and we took them places. Well, it doesn't work that way anymore. The military is not very friendly to civilian shipments anymore. It, you know, they basically put their hand up in every which way possible to keep this from happening, to go overseas. So I said, okay, they can't stop me from doing it domestically. I'll show up at a base and I'll just talk my way in one way or another. So they have cooperated. Fort Bragg has given us the green light. And right now I'm waiting. I've got a temporary approval to go to Selfridge, which is over in Mount Clemens, and then Camp Grayling, which is up in Grayling, Michigan, because they train troops from all sorts of states.
Yes, they do.
So that's the plan for now.
No, that's a good plan. And, you know, I didn't have the privilege of eating fine Air Force cuisine all of my time in the military. And particularly when I was deployed, it was often sea rations. And when somebody came along and said, we're having a barbecue, anything, it was happy, happy, happy. And that's putting down the fact that typically you're not going to have that while you're in a foxhole. You're going to be pulled back to a somewhat secure place where you can have some good fellowship, right, and a few laughs and relax a little bit.
More of a rear position, base camp.
Sure. You know, rotate people through, whatever. That was good news. So barbecue, that word alone, put a smile on almost everybody's face that I know or ever served with. So that's one of the reasons why I've been very supportive of your concept. And I'm disappointed that we couldn't get it overseas, but I'm not surprised.
Right.
Our military is being downsized tremendously and all kinds of weird rules imposed on them. Yeah. We don't have to go there.
Right. It's just the way it is.
But, you know, again, the good thing about Fort Bragg, it's right next to a big Air Force base. We can get it's on the sea. We could probably get some sailors there. I mean, it's a pretty ideal location, and a lot of special ops people there too. So we can really reach out to them there. I'm just a cheerleader.
Takes a lot of cheerleaders though. Get the word out. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Heard throughout Michigan on great stations. And this is Barbecue Bob. I am right now sitting with Colonel Denny Gillum, retired Army colonel, West Point grad, the host of a show called Frontlines of Freedom. And he's been very supportive of Operation GI Barbecue. So with JOP out, I thought it'd be a great opportunity to get another GI in here and put the final cap on this thing. We've got a great group of guests coming onto the show. People who have helped us out. Unfortunately, I don't think Anthony Imperato from Henry Rifles is going to be able to join us, but he's offered another Henry repeating arms.
Wow.
Lever action, the finest lever action gun made in the world. Stormy Cromer is going to join us, who donated generously. Mark Hillman from ABS Products, Kansas City, one of the finest smokers I've ever seen in my life. Pat Ringler from the Chase Creek Smokehouse up in Chase, Michigan. He's going to host the final wrap-up on May 14th during the Blessing of the Bikes. We're going to have one last hurrah. It's going to be a barbecue. It's going to be a silent auction with all the Henry Rifles, the Bonefish Grill stuff Bonefish gave us from Grand Rapids. And Chase Creek has donated a nice check also, as well as hosting this big event. And then David Webb is going to join us, a friend of mine from Sirius Patriot and Fox News. He's been very supportive. And then to wrap it up, Fat Daddy's barbecue sauce and rubs from Idaho, who's also given us a very generous donation. So we're going to come back after a quick break, and we're going to get going with a little Stormy Cromer action, Colonel.
Ooh, come on.
All right. Dismissed.